In numbers terms, malaria is probably the world's most important disease. But its life cycle, moving from a mosquito's blood meal into the insect's salivary glands and then back into human blood via a liver cell, makes unpicking some of the aspects of malaria biology very difficult. Dennis Klug has been studying what goes on midway along the mosquito's intestine, where it forms a structure called an oocyst, where the infecting parasites multiply. And he's found a critical gene that releases the progeny into the mosquito's blood.
The parasite has to colonize first the midgut of the mosquito and develops into a stage that is called the oocyst, where it multiplies. And from these oocysts, parasites are released into the blood of the mosquito. And these parasites are called sporozoids. And these sporozoids then invade the salivary glands and can then be transmitted with the next bite to a new host. We are interested how the sporozoids are able to do that, egress from the oocyst and to invade the salivary glands. So what we do is we take infected mosquitoes and then we extract the salivary glands. Then we can extract these sporozoids and then we just image them. And these sporozoids are really highly motile cells and make continuous circles on this microscopy slide, which makes them very easy to image.
What about the oocyst, though? Because that's a different beast entirely, isn't it? The one that's sitting in the midgut of the mosquito and needs to get into the blood of the mosquito. It can't be very easy to see in there.
What we are especially interested in is the motility of these sporozoids. And we know that there are certain surface proteins called adhesins that play a crucial role in this interaction of the sporozoid with its environment. And we found a new protein that was not previously investigated. And by making a gene deletion of this protein, we found that the sporozoids are not longer able to egress from this oocyst, probably because of a motility defect that makes them unable to break free from this rigid membrane.
What's the protein, and how did you find it in the first place?
We believe the protein is a surface protein, and we found this protein because the adhesins that are described already in the literature, they have a very specific domain organization, and we looked then for proteins that have a similar domain organization, and we found this specific one, and then we investigated this one by different genetic approaches, tagging the protein with a fluorescent tag or by gene deletion.
So you knock it out, and the sporozoites can no longer escape from this oocyst. Have you done the experiment to put it back in and prove, just by discreetly putting that protein back in, you can restore the ability of the sporozoites to get where they need to go, thus proving it must be that protein that's responsible?
Yeah, exactly. We did two different gene knockouts. In the next step, we rescued the effect by putting the gene back. And once the gene is back in place, sporozoids are again able to egress from the oocyst and also to invade the salivary glands.
And do you have a feel for what these proteins do yet? Or do you know that they're only involved in helping the sporozoites to move?
It's not known exactly what these proteins are actually doing. There are some speculations that some of these adhesins have adhesive properties. Parasites need them to adhere to substrates. It could also be that some of these proteins play a role as a sensor. The parasites need them to interact with the environment and to sense where it is or if it is in close proximity to other parasites.
And are they used exclusively in the escape from the oocyst, or does the malaria parasite use these same genes or the same protein at any other point in its life cycle? Because it's got to go through a lot of transitions between different tissues and different cells in switching between the different hosts it infects, hasn't it?
The specific protein that I investigated in this study was also important for the invasion of the salivary glands because we found that in some mosquitoes, some of these sporozoids are able to egress from the oocyst, probably because mechanical stress, and these sporozoids are then also not able to invade the salivary glands. And it is known that other adhesins play a role in salivary gland invasion, for example, in motility, but also in migration through the skin once these sporozoids are deposited in the skin of a bitten human, for example.
Dennis Klug, he's at the University of Heidelberg.